An operating levy from ISD 166 will be a referendum question on the November 2nd ballot. What will not be on the ballot is a levy for nearly the same amount from the Cook County Hospital and Care Center. Cook County Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers.
If you just look at a homestead property, that's probably the simplest. If you look at a homestead property, the tax per $100,000 of value in 2011 is going to be very similar for both the school referendum, if it passes, and the hospital levy as proposed. Right now, the school referendum, they're estimating $67 per $100,000, and the hospital levy would be about $63 per $100,000 as proposed for a homestead. The differences are that the school referendum is only based on the market value of the property, and it only applies primarily to homestead and commercial, whereas the hospital tax applies to everybody, all property. It's based on the net tax capacity.
The hospital board voted a levy increase to help counter low Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. According to Hospital Administrator Kimber Ralstead, those reimbursements are being made at a 2002 level for both the care center and hospital. She added that increased private insurance premium costs have left some patients with no coverage or high deductibles. She said that results in more payment defaults. The school district is levying in order to continue to operate in the face of deferred state payments, reduced federal and state aids, and a declining enrollment.
The referendum is based on market value. Whatever your market value is, that's what it is, and you multiply that by the referendum tax rate. That one is about 6.7% times 100,000. That's the same whether you're commercial, homestead, school referendum, and the hospital tax have a very similar effect. That would be for a homestead that has a 1% net tax capacity rate. A commercial property has a class rate of 1.5%. But a commercial, they're going to have a bigger effect for the hospital.
Powers said the law regulating which levies require a referendum as well as which properties are affected was changed in 2001. In effect, the legislature took seasonal property taxes away from school districts and put them in a general property tax collected by the state. When taxpayers look at their 2011 tax statements, they'll see a number of tax categories. The special taxing district category will reflect the hospital levy as well as the Economic Development Authority and one or two others. The voter-approved and other categories reflects the 2010 school levy if it passes, as well as the 1998 school building levy already in effect. Other tax statement categories reflect the county levy, the state general tax, and city or town taxes. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.